Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. It is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. The holidays are amongst us. They are abruptly approaching. Dave, hasn't the year gone fast?
Yes, 2016 has gone really fast, Joe. Should we do a recap tonight?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because I am honestly not interested in talking about 2016 anymore.
You know, wasn't the best.
No. But you know what
else?
As far
as like celebrities dying and that kind of shit.
Oh, man.
Was not the best.
Started off as this has been a very rough calendar year for celebrities.
We just announced a fucking genius artist dying on the last week while we were live. Is that the second time that's happened? No, Scott Weiland was right
Weiland
after.
Was literally right after.
It happened during We Were Alive.
But we found out, I think, about 5 minutes after the show ended.
Wrapped.
Yeah.
And
who was it? Was you, me, Dan, and Ian.
Yeah.
And
we were all big fans.
But I remember feeling that
can you believe that was
overall
a year
sentiment.
Ago? That was last December. That was last December.
I remember feeling that overall sentiment in the room. Like, we all saw it, and we were all just like, don't say shit, because this is going to be a very difficult night for Primo Jose.
Yeah, oh, that's
like,
right. Yeah,
like for
I know you guys are fans, but you knew that I'd say to say he was a much bigger fan than you
guys.
You
had just gone and seen him a week before.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're clearly a more committed fan of Weiland than any of us in the room.
Not just SDP, but his solo shit.
Right.
I could name every song. All that. Yeah. So... yeah, you guys knew and it was.
Yeah,
it was. I don't think I slept that night. It was.
You didn't go to work the next day.
That's right, I didn't.
I remember you telling me that you were like, "I didn't go to work today," and I was like, "Hey, man, take your time."
Yeah, it's weird how that happens. Where like I could think of a fan. Well, yeah, I could think of a family member, albeit I never used that word in my life, but I used it just now. Albeit, haven't spoken with said family member in a decade. But if they had died, wouldn't affect me as much as a guy I never met. How weird is that?
It's a very strange thing like that. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's because we attach so much of our personal, I guess, identity to artists.
Yeah.
And like somebody like Scott Weiland, again,
has gotten me through to this day. Gets me through so much shit.
Yeah, one of the last great frontmen.
I mean, that's what music does.
Exactly. Music is like, you know, not just the pacification of the masses, but it's so enjoyable. It's so wonderful. It lifts the spirits up, or it crushes them, depending on what you're looking for. But
or listening to.
Or yeah. But with Scott Weiland, it kind of felt like rock music lost one of its last great frontmen.
It did.
Before this corporate manufactured bullshit really got out of control, which it was going on since like the fucking 50s or 60s. I mean, Tavistock put the Beatles together. But the point is that
still
you had a great frontman and he's gone. And that means that there's no Velvet Revolver. You can put Chester Bennington in all day with Stone Temple Pilots.
Well, even he didn't last.
No, nothing's going to last. It was Scott Weiland that sold he was it. He was the whole appeal.
But then I don't want to go down a whole depressing list, but then not long after that it was Bowie, and then Prince?
Yes,
and then
Bowie, Prince.
Yeah.
2016 was a rough year, man. Really rough year.
I mean, Weiland was the very end of last year, 15, but I still count it as...
it's a calendar year.
Yeah. Just, I like to depress
myself. Less than 12 months since it happened, so...
yeah.
Yeah, you've just been slashing little fucking scratches on your arm every day until we get to 365.
No, I stopped at like 24.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what the cool thing is that it looks cool. It's got a great story behind it.
What's the great story? I didn't know which way to go.
Hey, choose your own adventure.
I didn't know it was down the river and not across the street.
Right. You didn't remember to caulk the wagon and ford the river? You didn't remember to do that.
I didn't see that movie yet.
Yeah. Well, listen, the good thing is that that was an Oregon Trail reference and
I
not a movie
was
reference.
Say the good thing is you're still here. But no.
No, the good thing is it wasn't a movie reference. It was a video game reference for all Apple Macintosh 2Es. But you know what the other side of it is, Joe? Now that you mentioned it?
Yeah.
I'm really glad you're here,
no,
baby.
Shut up. You're making me uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't want to be here.
I've been asking to die like for like years.
I just celebrated another birthday, which I want to keep the depression going for at least another 2 minutes here.
It's the Cousin Joe Show, after all.
Yeah. One of the songs I blasted
on my birthday after, you know, drinking by myself, which is my MO. But especially in celebratory or sad time, whatever it is.
Right.
You name the excuse. I'm there for it. And Jerry Cantrell's 3132. And the lyrics or chorus goes, most likely to end up dead alone in a hotel room, 3132. And before that song even came out, I was convinced I was going to die. Because of my lifestyle in my early 20s.
Me too.
I was convinced I was going to die at around 30, 31.
In my late teens, so, I was convinced I wasn't even going to make it into my 20s.
Really?
I was sure that I was going to go out in some, like, blaze of glory. James Dean. Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, you're going to die young. And now I find myself closer to double
now that,
that
I mean,
age.
I turned 33 Tuesday. I'm like, well, I wish I wasn't wrong.
Right?
I'm sitting alone in my fucking... And I should be ecstatic. I'm in a new place. It's fucking great. There's no outside negativity like there would be in the other place I was living in. You know, it should be great, but I also chose to make it shitty. In other words, like I was telling you before the show, I had yesterday off. Meaning, I chose yesterday to take off of work, knowing that if I go out on my birthday Tuesday night, I have the next day for the hangover day or recovery day. And I didn't call you. I didn't really reach out to other friends about, hey, let's... I was completely content with sitting in my new place, watching the Deer Hunter on Surround Sound. With the sub
you
going.
Celebrated your birthday watching the Deer Hunter.
Followed by Platoon and what else did I watch?
I don't know. What are the other depressing war movies of our time? Fuck, Full Metal Jacket?
I didn't get that far.
You didn't make it to Full Metal Jacket.
No.
Apocalypse Now.
No. It was on my list, though. It was on my list.
Were they all movies around a certain war, or were they varying?
No, just like classics. Like, I saw a movie I never saw in my life before, A Few Good Men.
Really? You had never seen
that
before?
Never seen it before.
It's excellent.
It is.
Excellent. Except for the fact that Tom Cruise still comes off as very phoned in.
He comes across as every other movie he's been in.
Yeah.
That over-animated.
Ridiculous.
I'm too excited for this situation kind of.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm a superstar, and I know that the Church of Scientology is going to bring hot bitches to my bedroom or my hotel room every day.
Before he even got into Scientology as far
as
I know.
Oh, no, he was in it back then.
He was?
Yeah.
During A Few Good Men? It was like 91.
I thought he got into Scientology in the late 80s. I'm pretty sure.
It could be. I have no idea.
Well, look, David Miscavige's love affair with Tom Cruise started way after that. So I don't know.
Mm.
I might just be talking to my ass.
I heard it started in Central Park.
It probably did start in Central Park. That's where all great romances start.
Yes. You'll learn about that more later, ladies and gentlemen. But, yeah, no. So I'm trying to redeem myself and go, well, I'm going to do it. Usual normal people do is wait for the following weekend, which is this weekend,
exactly.
And then we'll go out. I already talked to my cousin, I talked to you. We'll get something together, get something going.
Agreed.
But but honestly, I kind of, is it bad that I enjoyed just being alone and doing nothing and relaxing?
It's not bad. No, I'm going to tell you why. My 30th birthday, I remember a couple friends were like, yo, let's go out and do something. And I was kind of like, this kind of feels like, you know, I had already been partying so hard through my 20s that like 30 was,
oh,
it was
too.
It was like, all right, yeah, let's throw up a little fucking flag and let's all clap and noisemakers for 20 seconds and everybody can go back to fucking their own selves and their lives. And then each successive birthday after 30 has become more and more of a, satirical.
That's what I was going to ask. What's the
take on that?
What's the next one? I got to wait till 35. Do people care again?
35, nobody cares.
No
40.
No one cares.
Once you get past 25 and then 30, it becomes individual decades.
Right.
30, 40, 50.
30 is a huge deal for everyone around you.
Yeah.
But then 35 isn't one of them?
Nah.
I got to wait till 40?
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, if you're, what, you just turned 33?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to holler at the Freemasons right now, I think they love the number 33. I think you'll be all right with that.
Why would I be yelling at Freemasons?
because the Freemasons love the number 33. They believe that's a number that, like, Jesus, that was his age he died at. That's where they killed Heath Ledger. That's where.
So conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'll set that. I'll set that out.
All right. Well, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, because to be fair, I didn't think I was going to make it past, like I said, 18. And then all of a sudden,
I really believe that.
Oh yeah, I was sold on that.
I mean, I did too.
I was wholeheartedly determined that something was going to happen that was going to kill me.
I put another
then.
Good 10 years on myself, though.
If I put another 10 years on me, I'm still almost another decade beyond that. So for all that fucking,
have you ever gotten
live fast, die young shit?
I promise we'll knock the depression out of the studio in like 10 seconds. But before we do, have you ever gotten to the point where whatever happened, something maybe happened, and you just went, what the fuck? I'm on borrowed time as it is. What?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That thought crossed
absolutely. Where you're like, yo, man, I shouldn't even be here right now.
We're fucked up.
We are, but But you know what? We're still here. I'm still here. I'm still strong.
Wow.
Well, I'm still here at least. I'm strong.
Glad you said about yourself.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hello, Ma, in the chat. And everyone else at morelikeradio.com. Hey, Ma,
in the chat.
We'll be joined shortly by a pizza-awaiting guest, Kenny Michaels. I said, hey, can you give me a time frame when you're going to call in? Just so I know, so I can plan things, you know. Well, I'm ordering a pizza, so maybe 7:30. Depends on when the delivery guy gets it.
What the fuck kind of pizza is this? What is this?
Well, is it, what was it? Domino's? Gave it to you free if they were a half hour late.
Oh,
so if Kenny calls at 7:31, at least we know we got a free meal. That's,
and you know what? I'll be proud of him if he did.
God bless him. I say,
that is what. Yes, that is a fair statement. God bless you, Kenneth Michaels. Kenny.
Wow. Well, let's save the praise until he actually calls in.
Ah, shit, you guys.
He's probably listening to this right now going, yeah, I'm going to make that 8:45. We'll see. So, I'm trying to think. I wish I had a good birthday story.
Yeah, what did you end up doing on your birthday?
I told you.
No, but tell everybody listening, unless you would rather not.
I
went out?
No.
Just chilled.
I watched those movies I mentioned.
Oh, that was the...
That was Tuesday night.
That was the entirety of the birthday celebration for that
night.
But the weekend is always where you're going to celebrate in the middle of a work week. Like, let's be fair. You're not going to go out and party on a Tuesday night.
Even
you got to work Wednesday morning.
You see, this is what a fucking narcissist I am. It had to hit me afterwards. Just because I took off the next day after my birthday doesn't mean everyone else
next
day off. So, yeah, it's going to have to be this week.
Becomes a fucking federal holiday. It's like, nah, mail's not being delivered, nothing.
So, hey, guys, we're going out tonight? It's Tuesday. Yeah, no, but I get off tomorrow. Yeah, but I – whatever, I do.
Yeah, but Joe, I have a wife
and
two kids.
Yeah, but it's my birthday.
Oh. All right, well, what if my wife is like, I don't know how I really feel about
Did you tell her it's my birthday?
I didn't, and if I did tell her that important detail, I'm sure she would change her mind.
Okay, well, did you tell her that I also took off the next day, just for me?
Actually, you know what? I think that she would be...
Would she come around then?
She would be saluting you as a patriot right now. Because to her, her birthday is the most important fucking day of the year. My wife. My wife!
Now, I'm sorry, Dave. I gotta read what Molly said in the chat.
What's that?
Molly goes, I'm glad you're bringing the beard back, Joe. You're one of the very few guys that can pull it off.
What I say to you on the car ride.
Most guys, it just looks lazy. See, now here's my thing. I feel homeless, like, especially when it's in the beginning phase where it's like, I mean, if I get closer, maybe you could see.
Tell Joe in the chat that doesn't look sexy. I told him on the way down here because he started putting me on the spot of like.
I didn't put you on
the spot. No, not on the spot, but you were like, what do
you
think?
You brought up the beard. I didn't say a word.
Let me rephrase. I looked at Joe and I was like, yo, man, nice beard. I like that beard on you. And he was like, yeah, because blah, and brought the counterpoint. I'm not going to bring your counterpoint into the conversation.
I'm going to do it right now. Look on the camera.
Do it.
I got a radiation spot on my face. There's a little circle where nothing grows. Look, can they see that?
Yeah, they can see it. You know motherfuckers that live around Chernobyl have bigger radiation spots and still grow beards though, right?
Not this Chernobyl face. That's what's stopping me from keeping going. Because look, That ain't going to fill in. Look, see it? Can they see that?
I think they can see that, and I think that you're wrong. Mal even said you have the facial structure for it, and I happen to agree with Mal.
But tell me honestly,
my Jay Baruchel comments this entire time are gone with the beard because now Joe looks like Kevin Corrigan.
Which I'm honestly...
I love look, dude.
I know it's not an insult.
It's not an insult. Kevin Corrigan's great. But you look more like Kevin Corrigan now.
For those of you who don't know, he was in The Departed. He was DiCaprio's cousin. Hey, Big Rich in Arizona. Roy Black on Crack says I look less Italian. How is that even possible?
You look like Kevin Corrigan. You look almost Irish with that fucking beard.
Oh, I gotta get a razor immediately.
What? No, I didn't say you were Irish like that. Hold back your feelings of hatred. For a second, for the other red, white, and green.
Okay.
No, you. I happen to like. I think the beard looks good on you. That's just my personal opinion, and anybody
you know
who disagrees
happen,
is wrong.
It was just last night where, underneath here, I did the neck, because I realized part of having a beard didn't include your neck growing out.
You got to get that nice
so
line
just,
under your chin. Yeah, man.
Well, I made a line. I don't know if it's nice, but I made a line, and. I have a feeling this beard's going to end the way every goatee has ended in my life, which is I go to shaping it up, and one side is one
little thicker on the outside, a little asymmetrical.
So I
got to
fix the other side, and then 3 seconds later I go, ah, fuck it, and I just shave everything off.
You know how many times literally I've been shaving my head and growing my beard out for the last couple of years, and there have been so many times I fuck up one little line on the beard, whether it's the sideburns, like, up above, or it's closer toward the actual, like, goatee. I'll hit a point where I'll be like, fuck this, I fucked it up, it's all going now. And then I shave it off, and I literally look like I had just received radiation, Joe. So between the two of us, one of us did, one of us looks like it.
Fair enough. I just have to acknowledge Dennis' chat. Point in the chat, Coletta doesn't need a beard to look lazy.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's where all this stemmed from. By the way,
what was Dennis's other line after that? I like Joe's quote: "I spend too much time with my fleshlight to shave
that wasn't
facial
a quote.
Hair."
I never said that.
No, you didn't. Dennis did. I was actually trying to quote Dennis.
I know, but he put in quotes as if I said it, and I just want that on the record.
No,
Senator.
He wasn't
please.
Quoting you. He was saying that this is the sentiment of your facial hair that you've expressed.
I spend too much time on my fleshlight to shave.
And I happen to agree with Dennis because, to be fair, like, we didn't even get a chance to hang out on your birthday or any of the days since.
I was saving it for this weekend.
Ooh. That's nice and shit.
But yeah, I just got to tighten it up a little bit, like, here, and then just make sure that, you know, the underneath is... We'll see. Because it's a fine line between, like...
Love and hate. Love and hate. Did I get it right? Did I buzz in? This isn't working. Hang on. My buzzer is not working.
Because you see where my Chernobyl patch is, right?
Yes.
Like, I wanted to shave down below the Chernobyl patch, but then I ended
it's
up with
be
a
even,
fucking Backstreet
it'll
Boy
be more,
thing.
It'll honestly be more, quote-unquote, patchy if you shave down and
no,
mitigate.
If I got rid of everything around it.
Yes, if you took everything that was above it
and
down.
Just had, but then I just have this, and that'd be like a faggy thing.
Yeah, well, thanks for fucking complimenting my beard, you fucking cocksucker.
No, but yours isn't like mine, because it's totally grown, and it's thin. It's, what do you call it?
So mine's not totally grown or thin?
No. What I'm saying is, it's not like a beard you got to maintain. It looks natural to you. It's just like it's
yes.
natural on your face. This is like, I'm not sure if it
like
belongs.
I like it. Ma likes it. I think everybody likes it.
Well, Ma's saying just take some mascara to that spot.
It's a good point. You could probably fill that in if you're willing to fucking paint your face like a fucking Indian warp.
Well, also, if I could be even more faggoty, couldn't I go to like a salon and have them trim the beard to spec?
But why would you do that instead of getting a buzzer?
Because, again, like my goatees in the past, I'll fuck it up. I'll get one side wrong.
No.
What?
Just go out and get yourself a fucking buzzer.
I have a
you
buzzer.
Line up your sideburns, and then you just buzz all down to the same level.
Oh, no. It's not the this part I'm worried about. It's underneath. It's the neck.
Oh, dude.
Line.
That's so easy.
Keeping that straight?
Yeah. I mean, at least to the best of your ability, what you got to do is what I do at the very least.
With a trimmer, yeah, but then once you get
I'm talking razor
involved.
Yeah, exactly. Once I have my like actual razor.
No, but that's
it's
where
literally I shave down to get the line, and then I shave up to clean up everything in between.
Right, but that's where I always fuck up my goatee is because that little nice little rubber strip at the end of the Mach 5 throws off where the edge of the razor is, so you don't. I go too far too, you know what I mean?
How many fucking blades do you need on your razor? I use Gillette Extreme 3s or Schick Extreme 3s, and I got to tell you something. Those motherfuckers give me the best shave of my life. You're using 5 blades, and you're still worried about the neck beard.
I'm a guinea with coarse pubic hair. I need it.
All right, but what about your neck, though? I'm not asking you about your fucking ball fro.
I use the trimmer, which is why I got, like, it's not totally smooth. You know, I just use the trimmer. I just...
You know a beard isn't meant to be totally smooth, right? In the surrounding area, it's meant to be a little gruff, right?
Around the surrounding area?
Yeah, well, I mean, shave it as close as you can, but I mean, like, you're going to have some stubble there.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Do you know I honestly was going to Google how to maintain a beard?
You could do that if you want to
be
like...
I should have said that out loud.
If you want to be like half of Missouri, you can Google that, or you can just roll the dice.
Hey, Missouri has Google?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. This is the wrong state to quote. I don't even know what states have Google outside of New York, New Jersey, and California at this point. Florida? Right?
I think so.
I think.
Dennis wants to know if we could wax it off. No, you cannot.
Dennis, that would hurt Joe. Of course we can.
Oh, that
I mean,
part,
no,
I don't
no.
Mind.
I mean,
I do
like,
it to myself all the time, especially emotionally. But I'm talking about keeping it. Like, I actually think I want to keep this. For a month.
You know what? I say ride with it for a month. If you don't like it,
the winter.
Shave it off. Yeah. Because guess what? During the winter,
it keeps me warm.
It keeps you. It keeps me warm. Tell you what, I'm going to loan you my flannel, and with your beard, you can look like a fucking traditional lumberjack.
I don't want to be a lumberjack.
Yeah, no, you can be lumberjack Fabrizio Coletto. You could be the first Italian lumberjack. Lumber Giuseppe.
I don't.
Lumberjacco.
I want to be Lumberjacco.
Jacco Lumberio.
I just want a face that a girl might want to fuck. That's all I'm looking for here.
You're looking for a face that a girl would fuck?
Well,
I think you're looking at the wrong sex across the board.
From what I hear, Dave, and not just like now, over the past couple of years, the chicks are into the beards.
Women love facial hair. I'm just going to say that. Okay?
And I thought I can get away with a goatee, but apparently not.
No.
They want the whole thing.
They want the whole beard or something that is not going to be so empty spaced.
You know what I got to do? You might have to help me now.
What's that?
Update my Tinder profile with me with the beard.
All right, I'm going to help you update your Tinder.
This is
going to
be a radio experiment.
You know what?
I might double my action on Tinder.
You're 100% right. Let's do this as a social experiment.
Yeah.
We're going to come back next week or 2 weeks from now because next week is obviously Thanksgiving.
On those stupid fucking match sites. No, I'm not match.com, but OkCupid.
Right. Everything that you can actually get
I used to bother with. I'm going to start bothering with them again.
With a beard?
With the confidence of a beard.
All right. I wish we had analytics that we could have studied before, but let's take it as a social experiment.
Oh, I do. They're called zero.
Okay. So apparently we got the analytics we needed going into this.
It's at the bottom left corner.
So we're not going to need Excel. I can close this Excel doc? Okay. So let me close that.
Yes.
No, honestly, I think give it a shot for a couple days, man. What's the worst thing that happens?
No,
it doesn't look like you wanted it to.
But I am going to not sure why there's a machete in the chat room.
Well, it's because it's Dennis, and Dennis supports Chechnya. And they run around fucking.
Maybe not make sense.
We need to chop through your fucking beard.
But I should
machete, bro.
Update my Tinder, at least my main profile picture on Tinder, which I never even used. But now I'm going to start using again with the beard.
Can I tell you something?
And again,
we'll
see if I get more of a response.
I never, ever set up a Tinder profile. I never fucked with OkCupid. Never did any of that shit. It was like I was on eHarmony for a little while, and then everything else was straight up in person. I would like to say unsolicited, but it was very much solicited.
But I mean, you know,
sexual.
You know as well as I do. Anything good that ever came out of those websites were stories for the show,
without a doubt. Anybody that
all I met
look
crazy.
Anybody that you've ever met online that you have a story to share.
Yeah, there are some I haven't shared yet. There's a few. You guys know how it works.
they got to marinate. What the word marinate means is that the girl is no longer listening. So it's got to wait a while
right.
before the story can be told. And if you've stuck with us over the years, you know we've referenced something for 3 or 4 years ago, and then we told it, you know, 6 months ago.
As a callback, right, exactly.
But if you hang around, believe me, Dave can vouch for me on this one. It will get told.
At some point.
Yes. When I know that the time is right, let's just say. Can I put it a better way?
I like that. No, that phrasing is actually perfect.
Right.
When you know the time is right.
It's got nothing to do with her feelings. It's just, you know, when it's...
It's not about that. It's not how. That's not how posting or sharing stories goes.
No, not at all.
It's not about when somebody feels right. It's when the time is right for you
right.
to share it.
Exactly.
And if that's not tonight,
when
guess
I could,
what?
When I could 100% laugh at it.
Could be 12 months from now.
You never know with
could
the show.
Could be on the one-year anniversary of this episode.
You never know.
Ooh. You're right.
But, yeah.
I do never know.
There's been times where I've broken shit out on the air where you gave me a look like, Joe, I thought you were going to wait another couple of months at least. You waited a week.
Yeah, there have been a few of those. There have been more than one. Let's just say more than one occasion where that's happened.
What do we talk about on the way down? You said you weren't going to say anything. Well, back then I wasn't on the way down. It was hanging out in my studio. I miss those days.
I do as well.
Not that I don't appreciate this hammy. I really do.
Yeah. Honestly, this has been a fantastic opportunity and blessing that hammy has given us to use the studio on Thursday nights, on Tuesday. That's like Tuesday and Thursday together.
I didn't know it's kind of like Wednesday. 2 days a week.
Well, Tuesday is actually Wednesday.
We can come down Tuesday nights and practice?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, you know what, though? That would involve practice.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not into practice.
Nah.
I'm into just winging it.
Yeah,
I like how that works. We got our prep. We got our little, you know, little sad, bumpy bump and all that shit.
We got Coke here? You were telling me we had Coke.
We're going to go to commercial right now. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the Cousin Joe.
More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com for all the things that you don't need to hear about while Dave and Joe are disappearing beyond camera.
Why are they crouching down below the cameras? I don't know. I don't know why they do that.
And don't worry about why their nose is
never
suddenly
happened before.
Like...
never done that before on the air.
It's never happened.
Ever.
People can allege a lot of things, but they cannot allege that.
We will not allow it to be alleged.
Yes. Because to be fair, we'll have motherfuckers rioting. If you allege something so baseless,
mm-hmm.
so incendiary about Joe and me, I guess. But more about Joe live on the air like that. By the way, the number to call in is 845-228-8897, 845-228-8897. Or if you would like to Skype in, which actually works very well because of the digital connection, you go to Skype and it's Cousin Joe Show. All one word, and you can holler at Joe and let him know how
don't yell at me.
Fantastic his beard looks. And that's it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
it. Oh, and join us also in the chat, morelikeradio.com/live. And on the right-hand side, you'll see change your username. Change your username and engage. Have fun. Join us in the chat.
That's what we're all about here.
That's what we're all about.
Fun
chat, Joe's beard. Do it.
I didn't want to make it a big fucking thing.
Well,
beard.
Why'd you open the show with it?
I didn't open the show
nah,
with
you
it.
Did.
It
I'm sorry.
Up.
No, you had a song and then you opened the show with your beard.
No.
I like the beard, Kevin Corrigan. Get over it.
I do not look like Kevin. Can someone get a picture of Kevin Corrigan in the chat? Because I do not look like Kevin Corrigan. And I know you don't mean it to be an insult.
It's not an insult
I
at
know,
all.
I know. But I don't take it as one. But I don't see the resemblance.
You're in the middle now of two different celebrities.
Okay, I don't want to know about the other one.
No, no, no. We'll just say Kevin Corrigan. If somebody can put a picture in the chat, a compelling argument picture that Joe looks so much like Kevin Corrigan with that beard, I would love to see it. No. Joe would love to see it. And I'm sure that everybody who's watching the video post-show on the YouTube or the actual, what do you call it, Cousin Joe Show page would also love to see it.
Yes, by the way, the last two shows are on YouTube, but they just haven't been put on CousinJoeShow.com. They will, but they're on YouTube, so relax yourself. I have a...
That's not it.
That's Kevin Corgan.
No, I know, but that's like a recent picture.
That's
like,
a cleaned up beard Kevin Corgan.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Kevin Corgan looking like Joe Coletta Kevin Corgan.
Like from The Last Don?
Yes.
Wow, I'm surprised you got that reference.
Wow.
You got that?
Dude, how many people actually saw that?
I have it on DVD, motherfucker.
Why am I not surprised?
Hey, Mario Puzo did it. It was a TV miniseries with Kirstie Alley. That's the only bad part about it. With Danny yeah. Aiello.
Kirstie Alley.
Anything with Danny Aiello, I'll watch.
Kirstie Alley spent fucking 40% of the movie's budget at the craft service table demanding more peanuts.
Some of that was put in the film. But I will watch literally anything with Danny Aiello in it. I fucking love him. And I've seen him around town at one of the popular diners we go to.
Mm-hmm.
State Line.
Yeah, man.
His son came into the first job. My first retail job.
Aiello's?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I met Aiello. Danny Aiello lives in...
Yeah, yeah.
One town over from me, Ramsey.
This is one of the ones I watched. 29th Street.
Oh.
Anthony LaPaglia, Danny Aiello.
Yeah.
Frank Pesce, based on Frank Pesce's life. Frank Pesce is the actor. It's been a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I was going with was when I was watching that, there was also... Hold on a second. Mal says, not going to lie, if Joe grew out his hair, they'd be twins.
What? Joe, I got to tell you something. I agree. I think that if you... I mean, obviously, he's graying out in the picture here. This is an older picture of him. Look at a picture of him in...
The Last Don.
No. Something more...
Where's that from?
Ma, what the fuck is that? Is that a picture of him in The Last Don?
No. He had facial hair in The Last Don. That's why I bring that up.
If you go back and look at Pineapple Express, I think he only had a goatee. As soon as I saw your beard, I was like, yo, you look more like Kevin Corrigan now than ever.
The first thing you said in the car to me, and I was like...
As soon as I was like, yo, you know who you look like? You're like, don't say Baruchel. And yeah. I was like, no, ain't got nothing to do with Jay Baruchel. You look like Kevin Corrigan. And I'm going to stand behind that.
You know what? I'd rather be Kevin than the other one, so I might just keep the fucking beard for that reason.
You know what the funny thing is I actually looked at pictures of you from like...
Wait, faggot?
Yeah, yeah. I was jacking off the pictures, your Facebook profile pictures, and I looked at pictures of you from a few years ago. Like, let's say 10 years ago.
Wow.
You looked... way more like Jay Baruchel when you were younger, and he was younger than you do now or than he does now. And again, you don't look like him now. I think you look more like Kevin Corrigan. Shave the beard, and I'm going to say the same fucking thing now. Just because I think you're going to shave it just to be a dick. Wow. Holy shit, Mal. Yo, Joe, that is you in fucking 5 years. That's 38-year-old Primo Jose.
You know what a funny thing is?
Right,
Kevin Corrigan plays
there.
An Italian in almost everything he's in.
Yes, he does.
Look at that one. God damn it, you might be onto something.
I'm telling you, Joe, you look like Kevin Corrigan, bro.
Holy shit.
As soon as I saw you with the beard, I was like, yo.
Didn't I mention you before the beard?
Haven't I told you that before?
If you did, I honestly don't remember.
All right,
but
today,
telling you right now,
I never would have put it together.
Unless I just saw, like, I've seen him in dozens of films. He's in fucking a bunch of shit. Most of it you've never heard of.
All over the place, but the
audience. And I never.
Dude, people know him from Goodfellas, The Departed. What was that stupid show that he had with?
Show? I have no idea.
He had a show a few years ago on ABC. I forget what it was called with. Oh man, who's the one Irish guy who was in Blade?
No,
Irish guy. The guy was Jimmy the Cab Driver back in the day on MTV.
Jimmy the Cab? What the fuck are you talking about?
Come on, man, you pop culture fucking referencing non-fucking event.
Getting it? I know. Getting it.
But by the way, you do look like an exact bastardization of Corrigan and
Baruchel. That one picture
Baruchel.
Mal put in the chat, I'll admit, from that side profile pic, I guess I just got to drink more and age a couple. That shouldn't be too hard to do.
It's a little bit more of a bloated face look to Kevin Corrigan.
Well, yeah, maybe. Not that one as much as even the picture above it, in my mind. If you go to that one, that's you in another 10 years. That is absolutely you.
You know what? That's not insulting.
10 years. I'm going to give you till you're, 43 years
old.
See,
that's not a full beard, though. That's, like 3 days after 5 o'clock.
Donald Logue is who I was thinking of with Kevin Corrigan, his TV show.
I don't know what that is. Okay, but see, look, that's not a full beard.
No, he had it trimmed by somebody.
That's 3 days after 5 o'clock.
He's a Hollywood fucking star. He doesn't show up anywhere without having his fucking shit trimmed up, man.
Well, how do I keep my shit trimmed up? I don't want to be.
You
got to
become a Hollywood star.
All right, that's easy.
What do you want from me, man? Go get linked up with Scorsese and his people. Dude.
Corrigan standing.
You need to reach out to him and be like, yo, man, if you're working on a movie, or not even that, Joe, you need to say, Kevin, I got this great idea for a movie, man. It's about a father and a son, and blah, 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 and the son looks just like his father, and he hates the fact that he looks just like his father and Jay Baruchel.
Sorry, you're writing my biography. So,
bravo. Bravo, primo Jose. Bravo.
Well, anyway, I'll keep it for now.
All right.
I promise. Beard talk is over. But don't be surprised if it's a reoccurring thing.
It might be a theme that happens in 2 weeks.
Oh, look what Mal did. What's that? Put a side-by-side profile.
Dude, look at that.
Of me when I was like 22.
And fucking Corrigan when he was like 27. Or just had a really
That's
aged
a little
look
bit of a stretch. You got to admit, it's a little bit of a stretch.
It is, but you know what? It's not as off as some other comparisons I've seen before.
No.
Oh.
Fuck it. I'm going to keep the beard. My boss the other day, Monday, because my hair grows guinea fast. Like really getting fast.
Guinea fast.
It's now Thursday. Monday. I stopped shaving, I'd say.
My hair grows fucking.
What?
Russian fast.
Right, that's slow.
Yes, it's slow and disappearing in certain geographical locations.
So. I'm just going to leave that alone.
I knew you would. Thanks. I was like, I set you up for a fucking doozy.
And I'm not taking the bait. But no, my boss on Monday comes in and just, he goes, you could shave, right? And I'm like, oh. And he's fucking with me. He's breaking my balls. That's why I still work where I work after all these years. I have a good relationship. But at the same time, I couldn't help but think, oh, I look homeless, don't I?
I don't think so.
All right.
Dude, as long as your hair is combed and reasonably trimmed, nobody's going to fucking say shit about your beard. You know what I mean?
I guess. You know what it is? I think it's just, that I've been clean shaven for almost all my life, and now all of a sudden I just show up with a beard everywhere. It's weird.
Well, all of a sudden you're able to grow a beard. So, I mean, like, hey, why not fucking do it now?
Hit puberty? What do you mean all of a sudden I'm able to?
Chernobyl.
Bright black on crack. 12 whops per hour.
Ryan Black on crack said also speed of Dago.
It's true, though.
It certainly is true.
All right. Is there anything else on my facial hair before you want to take a break? And we have Kenny Michaels on.
What is it? You know what? It's about 7:45. Why don't we take a break right now? We'll have Kenny when we come back.
That's what I just said.
I thought you asked a question. OM Jizzle. I thought you were asking a question.
Did you say OM Jizzle?
I did.
It makes me think of cum. So we're going to take a break. We played some last week, but I got to play more Patrice O'Neal. It is that time of remembrance of Patrice O'Neal. If not one of the, usually it starts out the other way, that sentence or saying, one of the, if not the greatest stand-up comics of all time.
I won't argue with you on that.
Last week, the greatest comic we've ever seen live. And as we were saying before the show, the greatest
not just comic, person to ever articulate relationships, the breakdown of man and woman and their, what do you want to call it?
Idiosyncrasies?
Right, and the way we get along, don't get along, and why. This is a very, very small touch on that.
Yeah.
Very small.
But extraordinarily insightful. Like,
very
incredible.
Very. This is from an EP released in 2013. For some reason, you can't find it anymore. It used to be on Amazon. It's not around. It's called Better Than You. But I'm not going to play the whole thing, obviously. 20 minutes. But we'll play one of my favorite bits from it. And then we'll come back in a few minutes. And by then, hopefully Kenny Michaels is done shoving pizza in his fat, alcoholic, bloated face.
Domino's pizza.
And he'll be on the phone. So we will see you in a few. You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show with Dave Satsik.
That's me.
And the bearded me. Right here. I'm More Like Radio. Stay there.
About, like, women always angry with us about something or another, but if you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better. We are just, we're better than you. We're not. Don't be mad. Don't be mad about it. Just don't do the thumbs down. Don't. Sweetie, listen to me. What's your name, by the way? Nicole. Thank you. See, I couldn't talk to you really no more. Mashonda. Yeah, yeah. Nicole. Just easy, Nicole. I saw you do that, but look. I tell you why we're great creatures. You're great too. But let's say men and women got to interview with God, and men got to go, okay, you could be a woman, and then the woman could be a man, and then you would go, all right, before I turn you into a man and you into a woman, what would you change about being the other? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying, when I look at a woman, if I wanted to be one, other than the vagina and controlling the world with it, the rest is bad. It's just bad. The periods, the mood swings, the baby having. What would you change about being a guy? You wouldn't. We're the shit. We are the fucking shit. And you're lucky to be with us. You're lucky. Do you understand? My girl be talking shit. I be like, what do you really bring to my life, bitch? Tell me. Don't get mad. What do you bring? That's your man, beautiful? No. Cause she got the staring into the distance face, like she's thinking about it, but she's a little mad, but she's trying to think about it. Cause you have a man? You don't. See, and you're gorgeous with no man. And you wonder, what the fuck's going on? You see a lot of ugly bitches with men, right? All the time. Yeah, and you think, I ain't crazy, man. Women be like, how that ugly bitch get a man? How that fucking funky looking bitch get a man? That bitch look like she stink. How she get a motherfucker there? You're lonely without a fucking man. I'm not being on you. I'm just saying. It's like, what the fuck? One of the things that's probably bad is you probably got too much integrity or dignity. You have to. You got to sell me what I'm trying to buy, sweetie. I start from the bottom. You have to at least imply that you give up pussy. You cannot force me to create you. Women do that shit where you don't really have an idea about your own existence, but you'll force me, like if we go on a blind date, you'll force me to figure out what makes you special other than the fact that I want to fuck. Like, you'll be like, I'll be like, so, what drink do you like to drink? I don't know. What do you like to do? I don't know. I don't know. What books you like to read? I don't know. What shows do you like to watch? I don't know. You like what? You like to watch fucking... What do you like to watch? Lost? I like Lost. Okay, keep creating me. Go, go. You hold us hostage with vaginas, man. But it's men's fault. Because see what I'm saying now? It sounds cruel and all fucked up. But that's how we feel. I remember a woman, man, we talked on the phone a good 2 hours. I said, man, we having a good conversation. We getting along. Let's hook up and mess around a little bit. She said, I don't have casual sex. I said, great, because I don't have casual conversations anymore. So go fuck yourself, bitch. I gotta talk to you till my fucking eyeballs bleed, and you don't have to even let me sniff the pussy? Are you fucking out of your fucking skull?
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
morelikeradio.com/live is where we're hanging out in the chat. And I don't speak Kenny playing Alice in Chains. Couldn't be me. That extra song that came up.
Who's Kenny?
Oh, who is Kenny?
I'm here. I'm here, boys.
Our special guest, Kenny Michaels. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
What's going on, fellas?
Somebody.
How was your goddamn pizza that made you late?
Dude, I was running around, and the place that I go to, my go-to joint.
A pizza place.
Yeah, it was too far for like me to pick shit up, so I had to
get
home.
A delivery.
Yeah. Not DiGiorno.
I see what you did there.
We're from Jersey. I don't do that shit. I get the real deal. But yeah, I'm good now. I'm all set. I got a spritz. Got a pie sitting there next to me.
A spritz.
Yeah.
You didn't get a chance to eat yet? What do you mean you got a pie sitting next to you?
No. I had a slice, but now I just have one to chew on as we're talking. Whenever,
please, chew away, buddy. Don't let us stop you from eating dinner.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you'll hear it. I'll turn the gain up so you can hear it.
exactly what I want.
Go right into my anus.
Oh, beautiful. I want both of those simultaneously. Absolutely. Mm. All right, well, we're just going to get into something, Ken, and definitely.
I hope you enjoy that.
Definitely want your take on it. This is one of the main things we never got to last week because we were caught up in election talk, and, you know, how could we not talk about it? But anyway, this goes to show you how smart women are, keeping up with the Patrice bit we played and talked about, you know. Dave, would you mind reading this article?
I would love to, Joe. Thank you for that opportunity.
And remember, I've been with a few women. I've had friends that are women, and I've been surrounded by them my entire life.
Well, Ken, I'm not going to disrespect any of them.
I have. All of them.
Kenny, I will disrespect whoever you give me the green light.
Especially
the ones that I've slept with. All right. The article has a headline.
They all deserved it. Sorry.
I know where you're coming from.
The article has a headline. The first part is in quotes. "I'm full of beans" is the quote, and it's attributed to...
Now, I'm full of beans. All right, so this is like someone... Yeah, farting or
you're
like...
farting.
Maybe...
you know what? I was thinking totally on the other side.
Like?
Like she's like a chipmunk shoving them in there like nuts in her cheek.
So I thought you were going to say like, you know, like full of shit. Like, but no, of course.
No, I was thinking the other side right away.
Right. The asshole.
Right.
All right.
Just the way you guys started it, I'm like, something kinky's going on.
Oh, no, wait till you hear the rest of this, dude. This is ridiculous. The quote is, "I'm full of beans," as attributed to a vegan mother who drinks smoothies made from a friend's sperm and swears she discovered the secret to not catching the flu.
Yes.
Which is a pretty fucking ballsy statement.
I'm digging this so far.
Dude, honestly.
There she is. There's a picture in the chat.
No. I hope he didn't have his cock in the blender.
That would be quite a chewy smoothie. Ooh.
That's a surgical precision ordeal right there.
I think I got something in my smoothie. What is it? Foreskin, it looks like.
Do you have to add it in a little bit of time, like you're making a vinaigrette or a hollandaise sauce, or can you just dump it in all at once?
Hollandaise sauce.
This bread, you can just roll it all together. But a hollandaise, it's precise.
Now, Dave, let's do some on-air talk that should have been off-air.
Sure.
That we did last week. Did we decide we were going to read some of this first M-Player video or the other way around?
I think we decided we were going to read a little bit first and then play the video, as I recall.
All right. So go ahead, please, dear.
Okay. A single mother has advised others to ingest semen if they want to avoid a winter cold.
Hear that,
ladies? If you're listening right now, I love how we both went to the same place. Ladies, all of you. Start sucking dirt.
Preferably around the holidays.
Yes.
Take notes.
Because guess what? There's nothing like jizz in your stomach for you ladies that equates the same way as coal in the stockings.
I still, you know what? Keep going.
We're on the same page here, guys. I'm feeling
get it, right, Kenny?
Page.
I mean, like, we're on the same page. Joe's going to whip his cog out right now. So for those of you who are watching for the first time, this is the first time tonight he's taking it out.
No, I'm actually taking out, which I've been made fun of by a girl or two. Slightly younger than me.
Wait, younger girls make fun of you?
for carrying around a notepad and pen at all times. I'm making a couple of notes, because if I say them now, I'm going to derail the story. But I'll wait till after. Go ahead.
All right. So, as I'm seeing here, Tracy Kiss, 29, from Buckinghamshire, which is like the most ridiculous fucking name you could come. There's Buckingham. There's Buckingham Palace. There's Buckingham this. She's from Buckinghamshire. Says that she has enlisted. Very prestigious. And you can tell by her high class profile.
Or short. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, you could tell, Kenny, by her high class profile. She says she's enlisted the help of her best friend to supply her with his sperm in order to boost her immunity. Despite being vegan, Tracy says she's prepared to use the byproduct in the pursuit of better health. So she won't eat animals, but she'll blow dudes who eat animals to help her immune system. That's kind of what I'm getting from this so far. Does that sound about right?
Protein. Yeah, protein exchange, sure.
Exactly. I mean, there's higher protein in animals than in vegetables. So, I mean, like, let's just keep going. You know, vegetables
well, everything
are stuck
that
in wheelchairs.
We ingest,
so.
Our body synthesizes it into certain proteins.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's scientific.
That's scientific. Joe, can you scroll down on that for a little bit?
Yes, baby.
Thank you, baby. You so sweet. The single mother adds that the questionable ingredient to her morning smoothie every day, claiming
that, the
that
of
has
the girl on the screen.
That is her.
Yes,
that's
claiming
her.
It's got plenty of health benefits. Oh, wait till you see this, Kenny. It's going to be fantastic.
She looks like one of my exes.
The mother of two said that when she first approached her friend, she was concerned that her concern, her friend, her was concerned that she would use the fluids to impregnate herself. Okay, so when she went to approach the guy, his concern was that she was going to use the fluids to impregnate herself, but soon came around to the idea of, hey, you know what? You deserve a healthy immune system. Don't take ginkgo. Don't take ginseng and fucking golden seal extract. Just suck a dick. And I guarantee you, she probably hasn't been sick since.
You know what this reminds me of? And we'll get back to the story. And this is not what I wrote down. But this just happened to occur to me. Have either of you guys, been in a scenario where you fucked a girl, right? And you came on, like, let's say you came on her stomach, tits, both, right? And before you can even get a chance, like, to get, you know, do the gentlemanly thing, get a towel, wipe her up, she gets up and goes into the bathroom, next room, whatever, to, you know, clean off. Let's say you have a track record like mine where the girl might be a little psychotic. Has it ever ran through your head that she's pushing that cum down and into her to impregnate herself to trap you?
I actually have believed that when they got up after sex that they were trying to not become impregnated, but that's not to say that I have not ever thought that a girl who I was fucking wasn't trying to lay and arch her pelvis towards the sky in the hopes that things might start like running up.
That's never been a concern for you, for you, Dave.
It has.
Okay,
it has actually. Yes,
I that really hasn't concerned me because if. The few short times that I've finished, when someone wasn't on birth control or something like that, or with a condom on or something.
What are condoms?
Yeah, I don't use them either.
Condominiums. I never use them.
As long as she's nice, she's fine.
as long as she's nice, she's yeah, fine.
Yeah. You can tell the level of, STDs by how clean her car is.
I'm in trouble.
But I never thought about it that way because scientifically it's so absolutely so almost impossible for that to happen unless you come buckets.
Yeah, no, I was only impressed.
It really is almost impossible. I mean, she could put a cotton swab on there, but still there's
in my 20s, I was convinced that like your sperm pretty much died once it hit the air.
No, it's got a little lifespan, but not much.
No, I know that because then I realized, hey, stupid. What about sperm donors? It doesn't work like. Please tell me what you're saying is true. It's really hard for this scenario to happen.
Yes, it's very hard. Like I said, you have to have a copious amount of it. And it has to be immediately...
Copious amount.
Yeah, it has to be immediately injected right to the uterine wall.
When you say injected, it doesn't mean like she could just scoop her hand down and in. You mean like...
No. I mean, there's a slight chance that if she puts it in with a spoon, you know what I mean? If she takes a tablespoon and tries to just pour it in, but if she has like an apparatus, like a turkey baster, like a medical turkey, not one you use for fucking
a medical turkey baster for medical turkeys.
Yeah, for medical turkeys, for medical turkey research. Yeah. If she actually had a veterinarian inseminator. It's a syringe, and it's got a it almost looks like a piece of spaghetti on the end, and that goes inserted into the uterine sphincter. Because when a woman has an orgasm, the sphincter actually pulses and tries to suck the sperm in. That's why you drop her off at the front door. But the front door, you have to go through. You have to go through because the uterine sphincter it opens up like one of those Star Wars doors. You know what I mean? It's like a hexagon.
I love how scientific we get on this.
Yeah, and I love how we take it to sci-fi as well. Like,
the uterine wall
needs a very specific type of access, and it's kind of like a Star Wars door. I know what you mean.
Unless she had enough cum to put into an inseminator and then put it in, you're pretty much okay.
All right, so I'm safe. Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty much all right.
You're all right, Joe. Dr. Kenny, everybody.
I tell you honestly, a woman like this, I would just stop over there before work and just it would be just as hot as I'm like, watch me jerk off into this bowl of strawberries.
Yeah, no,
I'd be just fine with that. Her just
the girl in the story, it seems like wouldn't mind if you just landed on her face. And I've had that before too. When I was, late teens, early 20s. I would have not just a girl, two girls. One would be the one I was kind of seeing, and then her girlfriend in the back. I was in the back seat of her Ford Probe, and the two of the girls were in the front.
Probe.
And they just,
Kenny, I love you. We're on the same page as me. We heard Probe, and we were like, Probe.
They got pretty much all naked and just wanted me to jerk off on them, and I had no problem doing that.
Of course not.
Hot. Really, really hot, man. Yeah.
And then she...
Is this the Cousin Joe bragging hour? What the fuck happened?
The girl I was seeing at the time used the Staples uniform where I met and worked with her at to wipe the cum off of her. That was fucking...
It's patriotic.
Now, let me tell you, she just wanted you to come on or nothing else? She didn't touch you or anything? Or that's what she
liked? A little bit before that, they each took turns sucking my dick. But my ex at the time had this weird
same
thing.
Time?
Yeah. But I was blindfolded because this girl that I was dating at the time.
Blindfolded? What the fuck kind of eyes wide shut are you doing?
She didn't want me to see her sucking my dick, but she had a tongue ring, so I knew who was who. I mean, that was the whole reason of her and her girlfriend sucking my dick.
Were they wearing Illuminati masks? Is that how this worked? Was this like a real high profile?
This is the same girl that I was blindfolded to a bed, and these two girls plus another one I had the foursome with. And the one that I bought, she had a shitty car, so I bought her burner phones first came out. I bought her $300 worth of minutes and the phone at Walmart.
And the Netflix password?
No.
All of it?
Before Netflix, asshole.
All right.
Because I was worried about her and her shitty car always breaking down. And she used that phone to call the boyfriend she was already seeing that I didn't know about.
That's why you don't dole out fucking Nathan.
And that was my first girlfriend, and that makes a lot of sense.
Hey, I tell you, if I had a foursome, because I've never had a foursome. I've had a threesome.
Yeah, me neither.
A couple of times. But I've never actually had two women go down on me at the same time, which that... I'll pay for that. And I don't mean like in the back alley. I'm talking about, hey, if these two broads are if they're hanging out and we're friends, I'll take you. You need a phone? I'll get you a phone if I have the means. I mean, when I was a kid, now it's different. Because now it's not phones anymore.
It wasn't
a lot
like
more
or anything.
But,
it wasn't like, give me a phone and I'll get me and my friend a blood. No, it was just me being a stupid, overly nice gentleman, which to this day backfires on me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
It costs you a couple bucks. That's all right. I used to, years ago when I lived at my mother's house, I was probably maybe, I don't know, maybe 18, 19, 20, somewhere around there. And two friends would come over, two girls, and my friend Kevin would be there, but nothing happened with him. But I would try to play cops and robbers while we were skinny dipping in my mother's pool. And cops and robbers, I would get, you know, we'd have a bunch of, you know, Zimas, and we'd go in a pool, and I'd be like, all right, I'm the cops, you're the robbers. I'm like, put your hands against the thing and frisk them. And by this time, I'm already hard. So when wet bodies rub, when wet bodies rub, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You're like, woof. And they were both, we were skinny dipping. And I would put their hands up against the wall of the above ground pool. it was an above ground pool. And I would make them, I would put my leg in between their legs and spread them. And I would make it in a way where I was frisking their shoulders for hidden weapons or underneath their breasts. I would make a point of it to make sure that I pressed myself up against them. Up against their backside, and it worked for the one. The other one didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I think if I had one more summer night, that's a good Springsteen song.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where the fuck is the Grease soundtrack with Summer Nights right now, Kenny? Like,
Cindy,
oh my God, Cindy,
you feel like dancing, Cindy. if I had like one or two more, because it will only happen in a span of like 2 weeks in the summer. This one summer, and if I had a little bit more time, I got one of them, and we kind of dated for a little bit. But the other one, it would have been fun at the same time because they would both sleep over, you know. And it was completely set up right, but I didn't pull the trigger the right way. But it was hot as shit. And if they were like, if I didn't get laid by one of them, I would have told both of them. I'm like, Sid, you don't have to touch me. Just here and watch me masturbate. Because if they're watching, just as cool. I mean, it's my hand, but I know how to do it. But if they want to grab something or, you know, put their hand on my thigh or grab a nut, I have two. So, it'd be all right.
Hey, you's got four hands, I got two nuts. What the fuck are we doing here?
Keep going.
Oh, what are you doing? Is this...
Kenny, what, Joe's playing some fucking inspirational music.
Ah, fuck, that wasn't the hook.
Here it is. God damn it, the whole show's ruined.
I know. Hey, I hope you're going to keep going with the story.
Yeah, but no, I've had a few of those, but...
That's it, people. 4 minutes to set up that joke, that line.
And wasn't it all worth it?
Yes, that's a good song.
Yes. But yeah.
I mean, but those exploits are very cool. But to reel it back in, you don't have to. I would 100% if someone needed family friends asked me, they're lesbians. They asked me to sperm donate.
What? Hey, what?
Family
you think
friends.
What? Family.
Excuse me.
Yes, excuse you.
No.
Are you saying friends. If or they have?
They have. No, they asked me to be
family lesbian friends.
Couple. What's that?
You said? Did you say family lesbian friends?
Yeah, almost.
As
like
opposed
my,
to lesbian one family my, like, friends.
Oh, so that's
family
that's
friend,
what got me.
A family
I'm sorry.
Friend. That, well, family friends that were lesbians that were almost like my sisters growing up.
Fair enough.
They actually wanted me to donate sperm, but they're not together anymore. So that I. Not, I didn't have to do that.
Aren't you glad you didn't sire a child?
Wait.
Yeah,
stop.
Exactly.
Stop. You decided to say no. How did this turn out?
Oh, well, it turned out they were together for many years, almost 20 years.
No. When they asked for your cum to have a kid.
Oh, no. We were all on the same softball team.
What the what is that?
Softball teams lead you guys to fucking knock each other's fucking girls up. What the fuck, Kenny?
No. No, they were family friends, so there was no
prior
sexual
to
attraction
that.
At all, and there was not going to be any kind of
they
so
become
they
family friends
of,
all right,
so
via
they
softball.
Actually, they didn't actually ask you for your cum.
No,
kids.
No. I would have to donate. Yes, I would have to donate.
It's
it.
The yeah, same thing.
No, it was not a situation. I wasn't going to come in a Cuisinart. I had to like go to a clinic and like dump it in a cup and then give it to them and they could fire it in. But the
fire
rest of the family
in,
that day, people talking was like, no, yeah, don't worry about it. You're young
one
yet.
Of those,
you're only 22.
They can use one of those industrial turkey basters you were talking about before.
Veterinarian turkey basters. They kind of use on sheep. Because the uterine pathway is about the same size as a sheep as it is a human woman.
At least in New Jersey. At least in Jersey.
I made that part up. I have no idea how big the canals are on these things.
Wow.
Well, wait till you hear this Could story, be Kenny, because this is going to get really
crazy.
Mm. Like, okay. As if that headline wasn't enough. Wait till you hear this.
It continues.
This chick. And I will call her this chick because she is pertinent as this chick to the story.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Did I scroll down too much for you? Did I skip something, Dave?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, is that the first thing that's written right there?
I think that's where we left off. Yeah, we...
That is indeed. All right. So let's get
Wait, did you read above those pictures?
I did. According to The Sun, Tracy's now been reaping the benefits, saying that she's full of beans. She said, I'd been feeling run down and had no energy, but now I'm full of beans and my mood is improved.
Yeah. You know what else? Adderall. You know, put cum in your face.
She's talking about dick beans here, bro. Oh. She doesn't need a fucking upper. She needs something that's up her.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Thank you, Kenny. All right.
Notice I'm being silent.
Yeah, Joe didn't like that one because Joe's cynical that he didn't think of that one himself.
No, I'm mad. I can't find my soundboard.
All right. She adds, quote, it can taste really good depending on what my friend has been eating.
I've heard that
before. My other mates think I'm strange, but I don't give a toss. End quote. So apparently she doesn't toss salads. But Tracy...
This is clearly right from the scientific journal.
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly coming right from fucking popular science.
Yeah, toss is always in a medical book.
Right, it's popularscience.com, you know? I mean, like, mm-hmm. I don't give a toss. Tracy says she's chosen a non-smoking friend who cleared an STI test to be on the safe side. The personal trainer says that she is quite prepared to drink the semen.
Wait, she's got a cum-spreading personal trainer?
Wait, no, hang on. She's prepared to drink the semen neat, but adds extra ingredients if her mate has enjoyed a couple of pints. She adds if he's been drinking alcohol or eating something particularly pungent, like asparagus, for example, I ask him to give me a heads up so I know not to drink it neat.
So, wait.
Wait. When you drink whiskey neat, that's whiskey,
straight.
No ice.
Yeah. But forget about that.
So she's saying, let me know if I need to drink jizz.
To cover up the taste.
Neat.
No, listen.
Like no mixers.
No, but what she's saying is she asked the guys to let them know if they've either been drinking or had asparagus. Because that's, in that way, the cum tastes horrible.
Isn't she going to drink the jizz either way? What the fuck difference does that make?
No, she's going to add it to her whiskey or whatever. To mask the taste.
Yeah, to kill all the medicinal power of jizz.
But I had no idea drinking alcohol made your cum taste bad. So
yeah, no, when I was playing Cops and Robbers, the one girl, she really loved that.
Kenny, jeez, wait, why are we delving back into fucking yesterday? Why aren't we talking about today?
No, because I was on steroids at the time, and she could absolutely 100% tell what I was eating. She could tell when something would be different, because I was like, you know, low carb, high protein kind of stuff.
I remember,
and then when I would eat something weird, she'd be like, "Yeah, you do something different." It wasn't like a part in my hair or a different shirt.
Came in a girl's mouth once. One girl.
Once?
As far as I can remember, only once. One girl, and it was like one of my third fucks, and thankfully she was. I was like, "Be honest," and she was like, "You got to eat more orange juice or pineapple." I'm like, oh, okay.
Wait, you've only come inside a chick's mouth how many times?
Once or twice.
What? Honestly, all right. Fourth wall breakdown.
Cousin Joe show,
I'll be suspended for a second while I ask you from a reality standpoint.
I'll tell you why I haven't since then. When I say, like, where you want me to come, and then the girl goes, anywhere. One, I'm thinking, does anywhere really mean the mouth in our mouth? If it does, I don't know. I can't tell. But okay, let's say it does. Here comes number two. It might taste awful.
Who gives a shit? You're not tasting it.
But she is.
If they know how to do it, it goes right down the back of the throat.
Yeah, and they don't taste anything. It's just like relax that back throat muscle and
maybe a little film on the tongue.
Other than that, you don't sit there and slide. Thank you, Kenny.
If someone's going to blow you on the way to Seaside Heights for a fucking cheesesteak on a Friday night, then she's going to know how to do it. If she blows you in the car or at a football game, she knows how to do it and when it finishes.
Right.
If she catches it in her mouth and it doesn't go in there, then she's not really ready yet.
She's trying. Not really
she's giving
ready
the effort,
yet.
But she's not really ready yet.
I agree. And she needs to go back to AAA at the very best. She ain't ready for Major League Ball. Major League Balls.
Exactly, yeah. She's got to learn how to hit the changeup. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Look, anybody can hit a fastball, but are you ready for the fucking slider?
You put one right down Broadway, you know, it's easy peasy.
Yeah, that slider's going right down the back of your throat. You really ready for that?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen you take shit outside of batting practice, motherfucker. All right.
Yeah, if you're about a reefer in a tilted kilt, you got to make it fast. He's going to have to do it.
All right, so let's get back to the story real quick.
Let's learn some more.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. This is not the first time Tracy has introduced the unusual ingredient into her beauty regime. Tracy admitted that she's used her friend's semen for a rather extreme facial on her YouTube channel last year.
It says she uses her friend's semen, which to me says she's got more than one guy coming over to just dump loads into
Does it? She uses her friends.
I mean, the way it's worded. It's open.
Yeah, you're right. There's no, the apostrophe makes all the difference in the world there.
Right.
Because if it's that single friend, it would be that friend.
Right. The cum friend.
Yeah. She just lets motherfuckers just jizz on her face.
Yeah, or just
according
stop
to
by
YouTube.
And just, you know, just come
no
in a fucking empty shrimp jar. Who knows?
Empty shrimp jar?
You know those cute little glasses you get when the shrimp's empty?
What?
At least in the
90s. Why are you buying shrimp in a jar?
Yeah, why are you getting shrimp in glass, dude?
A glass?
What the fuck?
None of you did this?
What is that, a shrimp cocktail?
Yeah.
Are you talking like sea monkeys? The little sea monkey thing. Are you talking about those shrimps?
It looks like a fucking like 4-inch vase, the glass. It's like a... But it's like you could.
Yeah, to Joe, a 4-inch face really is like almost microscopic.
Well, I didn't
so
grow
just
up
so
in
let's
fucking
put
loyal,
that out there.
Royalty, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I remember like the little like chopped garlic little cans. You know, they're like an inch and
no,
a half
I'm talking
high.
No, glass, thick fucking glass.
Yeah, glass.
That like some kind of shrimp shit came in. I was too young to remember what it was, but they would turn out to be little drinking glasses.
All right then. All right, so I'm sorry, Kenny. What were you going to say, dude?
I hope I could find something on Google Image with that because I'm interested.
All right, I'm gonna try.
So I used to drink out of mayonnaise jars.
You know what? I still have mason jars.
Yeah,
and shit
like mason jars,
all
yeah.
over my house. If it's a glass, fucking
they were kind of curved like an hourglass. The glasses.
What any glasses?
The ones I'm talking about, like the shrimp cocktail came in.
What did you have, this, like, the this, first Dan
this,
Active?
This was, like, fucking early to mid-90s.
The first Dan Active.
I didn't fucking buy him. I just drank water out of him from the tap.
I don't know. Jamie Lee Curtis is protesting outside of the fucking plant you got your fucking yogurt out of.
No, Joe, I'm right there with you on adaptations. I did the same thing. I had all that kind of stuff. And you know, it wouldn't wash right, and you'd still smell peanut butter in it. You're like, yeah, all that hot chocolate's gone.
Yeah, Kenny, right. Do yourself a favor. Kenny, holler at Joe's Fleshlight about that fucking peanut butter scent. That's never come clean.
I don't know why the Fleshlight has to come into it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I figured that was a relevant joke. Let's get back to things, though.
Yes.
So she said... Quote, I think people are concerned with the thought of putting semen on their face, but actually it's a very natural and healthy thing to do, end quote. The single mother suffers from the skin condition rosacea, which causes redness and flushing, and says her daily facial has done wonders for improving her complexion. Quote again, I know there are no added chemicals. It's a natural and active, and I live as you could possibly get. And as active and I whatever. Okay, so after describing her skin condition to viewers, she held up a small pot containing the sperm donation by her friend. She stressed she's not involved in the donation, and so that means she didn't jack the guy off or blow him or anything into the cup. And that's a result of something her friend would be doing on a daily basis anyway. So he's going to jack off either way, so I don't need to fucking, like, you know, blow him or jack him off to get the jizz. He's going to do it, and I'm just going to have him do it in a cup just because I'm hot and he can't get the pussy.
Still hot. I would still do it.
I would still as well.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please, go ahead, dude.
No, there used to be when my sister had goats, when we were kids. When we had almost. Like,
what was this in your native country of Cusick? What?
Yeah. There used to be a shampoo that used to be laying around the house, and it was called Aussie. It was from Australia.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What's that?
The Aussie shampoos and conditioners. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's made with horse cum.
Well, thank God I never used it.
I
know I'd seen it on the shelf. What the fuck?
I don't know if they still use horse cum, but back in the 80s, it was made from horse cum. And that was the big thing, that they would basically wash goats and horses with horse cum. I mean, it was scented, and it lathered up like a regular shampoo. But, of course, she didn't happen to tell her little brother that after 6 months of using it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I used it a bunch of times. But, yeah, back in the 80s, it was made out, there was an ingredient of it was called horse cum. I got to see if I can pull it up. And it wasn't called horse cum.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Kenny, I'm pretty sure on the side of an Aussie bottle, they didn't say fucking, you know, like, yeah, like no. Petroleum mentholatum, fragrance number 4, horse cum. I was like, I'm pretty sure they found a more dignified way to put that in the ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was not. It wasn't called that.
All right. Well, while you're looking for that real quick, let me just say this real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
That she reminds viewers who are in relationships they can call on their partners for help. Tracy then dips her fingers into the pot and wipes the substance, which is jizz, onto her cheeks. She describes the sensation it gives as, quote, cooling and soothing, and likens it to eating minty chewing gum. Quote, I would put it in comparison to when you have chewing gum in your mouth and you breathe in. It's a cold, cooling, refreshing feeling, she said. It just sucks into the skin. It's absolutely beautiful. Why does it sound like a fucking, like a Wintergreen commercial? Like, what is that? Kenny, I thought we just lost you. Did you just hear
that? Yeah, no, I was looking at horse cum. I was trying to
see,
find horse cum.
You look up horse cum while you're fucking live on the air.
It just came up as, yeah, that's my history. Looking for bull semen shampoo.
Bestiality. Is there anything left on this, Joe, or are we going right to the video at this point?
I think we should go to the video.
Let's go to the video.
But I put the link to the image of the glasses I was talking about in the chat.
Videos are, I believe, down below. If I had to go off of...
You are correct, sir.
My memory, which is not so good these days.
You're correct, but...
you are correct.
If you go to the chat...
Correct.
I was trying to put the actual picture in there, but... Kenny, click on that image. Tell me you don't recognize those glasses.
hold on. The link's coming up.
Thank you, Dennis. He put them in there. Now, without the writing,
okay.
There was no writing on them, but that was the size and the shape.
Size of the thing. Yeah, it was almost like a cocktail, a shrimp cocktail or something. They were little tiny shrimps, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I think I remember. I think I know what you're talking about.
Little tiny shrimps.
Thank you for humoring me.
No, I'm being dead serious. That's an Italian thing right there. I'll tell you that.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This bitch have crazy eyes.
She's got crazy bug eyes. By the way, anybody who does not know what crazy eyes are.
Patrice put it best. It's something like you shouldn't be able to see the entire eyeball every facial expression you make.
Here's the thing. Did you notice, and you will over time now, if you try to make a conscious effort. Like, actually... Make a conscious effort when you talk to people going forward to see when you're having a conversation with them, when their eyeballs almost like jet out of their fucking skulls with intensity.
But the worst ones, you don't have to wait.
They'll do it for you.
They're always...
Dude.
They're always
again,
just...
That's what we always say about crazy eyes. But again, it goes back to crazy eyes.
Kenny, do you know where that comes from? Because seriously, that's one of those things where it's not just like a... I don't know what you would call it. Myth.
No,
it's a true thing. It's any fucking bitch that has eyes wide like that, bug-eyed, all the time is fucking psychotic. I can vouch for that more than once. More than three times.
Well, think about it this way, practically. If any one of us that were normal realized that, like, holy shit, I haven't blinked in a minute and a half. Like, something's wrong. If you don't have the cognitive... reaction to where you're like, reflex, holy shit, my eyes are popping out of my head. Right. Then there's something fucking wrong with you, and there's switches that have shut off in your brain that are obviously going to have, you know, make stuff other stuff happen to you in the afternoon at work, because you don't realize. You're like, you know, if I sat around there and I'm like, why the fuck are my eyes popping out of my head every time I talk or get excited? There would be a problem.
But again, I'm telling you, man, it's not just when they talk. Some of them, not just when they talk, get excited or, you know, refuse to blink. It's their eyes are always like that. Always. And for some reason, that really is. I mean, I've yet to hear an argument on the other side. That is always a clear sign that the girl is psychotic.
Well, anybody would be, because they don't realize what's actually going on in their, you know, their
brain. But they have mirrors.
Yeah, but they don't. But they don't have the ability to realize it.
All right, because they're crazy. I forgot that part.
Yeah, that's what makes them crazy. Is, the lack of self-awareness. They don't have the ability to sit there and go, holy shit, something's wrong. I'm going to the fucking hospital.
Right.
You know, if something's going on, I'm out.
You want to know one of the hilarious things? I know at least one of these girls like this that has this crazy eye syndrome. And they'll do other things, like cosmetically, to their face. And never will their eyes come into consideration. If that doesn't show you the pure insaneness. You would think,
if you don't have to get 4 inches away from the mirror to do your eye, to do your mascara, you got a problem. You should not be doing that from the other room or from the toilet in the shower mirror.
But that is the one thing. Like, if I believed in God, I would say that's the one thing God gave us men is, look, if you see a girl with eyes like that, stay away.
I think it's actually a natural warning sign as well. I really
do. It's like nature's way of saying it, yeah.
If she looks batshit crazy just from the general expression of how excited she
because
is to
eyes
talk
like
to
that,
you
might as
about
well have
hello.
A tattoo on the forehead saying, I'm a fucking psycho.
Agreed.
Honestly.
Totally agreed.
No well, exceptions, wait. By the way.
Are we
going to
watch the video of this wonderful
psycho?
No, I was going to call her a luminary because she's actually trying to encourage women all around the world to suck more dick and swallow more cum.
Oh, I forgot about that part. I forgot she's like part hero. All right.
Well, is a hero.
Let's see what she has to say. And she is currently wiping the jism on her face.
For those of you who aren't watching the live feed right now, or listening to the podcast later, it's a semen facial.
It actually dries quite quickly. It's quite surprising.
No, it's not. It's surprising.
Quickly it goes onto the skin.
Yeah, wait till you got to dry it off with a fucking tissue, sweetheart.
Very soothing on the skin.
Yeah, you make paper mache. You get the bang.
In comparison with, you know, when you have chewing gum. And,
Kenny, why the fuck does she sound like fucking Keira Knightley?
A cold, cool, refreshing feeling. It's
the blowjob
really
lips. They're always pouting.
It's those British blowjob lips. Listen to it. She's going to tell you all about it.
It sounds like she's doing a gum commercial. Listen to it.
A cum commercial?
Gum.
Never wipe cum off the tip of your dick with a Wendy's napkin, by the way.
Yeah, I did it.
Doesn't work.
I did it the first time I had sex. Especially those old school yellow Wendy's napkins, Kenny.
Yeah, don't work.
Yeah, no, you just get yellow fiber dick.
Just finish your hot dogs and get a hand job.
Yeah.
You know when you have chewing gum?
Listen to her. She sounds like Keira Knightley. It's scary.
It's a cold, cool, refreshing feeling, and it really does just absorb. You feel it coming into your face. Pardon the pun.
Into your face.
And I don't know if you can tell properly from this angle.
Tell me she doesn't sound like Keira Knightley.
It just sucks into the skin. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't mind the smell of semen. I think that it's something that is quite a natural smell. And I have no aversion to it. Whereas I think some people might find it a little bit of an acquired taste. So in that sense, I always find having incense sticks or something on at the same time diffuses from the aroma of the semen.
Right, but she doesn't mind the smell. That's why she has incense going.
She doesn't mind the smell, but she likes fucking diffused fucking oils and shit. Smell. Like burning in the air.
It all depends on the individual, really. And where I think you may have a bad experience with one, you may have a very good experience with another. So, I think this loose semen is the least fragrant. And the thicker and more dried out that it is.
Wait, what you said? The loose semen? I want to be educated.
So, loose semen.
Yeah, I think this loose semen is the least fragrant.
Loose semen in the sky with diamonds.
Dave, I'm trying to learn.
I'm sorry, Joe.
And the thicker and more dried out that it is, the more kind of pungent it becomes. So definitely try to use it as fresh
as
possible.
That's called dehydrated.
So as you can see, it's been on for a couple of moments. And already it feels like it's drying into my face. It is quite instant because I've put, you know, a smooth layer as opposed to a big splodge. Because of the way that I've massaged it.
No, you didn't put a smooth layer inside of a splotch. Somebody else did not put a splotch on your face.
You know, I like maybe a bunch of years ago, one of my favorite videos that I found was, it was three British girls that sound exactly like her, right?
That Keira Knightley's British, right?
Like yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That kind of very polite, and what they were in a driveway.
She sounded like Keira Knightley, Joe, honestly. Kenny, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, no.
Joe, from the first time we watched this video last week, I was like, she sounds like Keira Knightley,
I guess I haven't seen it enough. No, I guess I – no, it's not that you're wrong. I guess I haven't seen enough films with Keira Knightley in it to know her voice.
Sounds like Keira Knightley.
It's that same kind of British girl. I mean, I love it. Kate Beckinsale, Kate Winslet, in a crazy way, sexy.
But no, Kate Beckinsale and Keira Knightley, totally different level.
Totally. Oh yeah, yeah, but same kind of British woman voice.
100%.
I'm from here, so that's like holy shit.
Oh no, the accent, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm talking the accent. I'm not talking sound wise compared to her. But there was three girls and they were jerking a guy off in the driveway, and they were all polite about it. They're like, "It's a nice cock, isn't it? Yeah, it's very nice." And they were all taking turns. He's like, "Can we see some cum? Would that be okay if we saw some cum?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, sure." And they were just being very polite about actually just jerking a guy off in the driveway.
Wait, so
it wasn't even a good driveway,
which is
rocks.
Typically a hostile situation if you're jacking somebody off in a driveway. I mean, like,
but they were being very kind of like, "Oh, this is nice to see today. Well, we'd like to see some." And they actually took a piece of loose leaf paper out, and he came on that, and they took it.
That's not very absorbent.
Not at all. No, it's going to ruin her pocket.
Loose leaf paper, but I mean, it's like, kind of like the paper towels you get in elementary school. They're just brown, and they don't soak up anything. They just kind of like push the milk away from you when you try to wipe it up.
Yeah, it's like trying to wipe up cum with a ShamWow. just pushing it around the fucking dinner table.
Next thing you know, you're just making artwork out of it.
Yeah.
But this somehow reminded me, Ken. I don't know what reminded me. Maybe the cock part. But from time to time, I get calls from telemarketers, and specifically pharmacy telemarketers. And Dave and I were doing prep in the studio about, what, Dave, a half hour before the show?
About, yeah.
Maybe even sooner than
pharmacy telemarketers? I haven't had that.
Yeah, I mean, in my 20s, I would go online and...
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you meant... Okay,
so they
gotcha.
Still have my number.
Gotcha.
And they can no longer sell what I want. DEA kind of swooped in and took away the hydrocodone from Florida thing. So, you know, I guess my number was passed off to Indian telemarketers that just sell dick pills and Xanax, which I get prescribed legally. I don't need Xanax. So, this is, I guess we'll play we won't go to break. I'll just play this.
Let's just play the individual call right now, and then we'll come back after that.
Hello?
Yes, I just burped into your brown face.
Sorry, sir?
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
It's not desperate there to make
those. Yes, sir. My name is James. How are you doing today?
No, it's not.
I'm pretty good. How are you? Even though it's night.
I'm doing fine, sir. Sir, this is just a feedback call, and I believe you take Viagra and Cialis in the past, right?
In the park, yes. I take Cialis in the park.
Who are you talking to?
Okay, like which one you take, the blue one Viagra or the yellow one Cialis, sir?
Kyle, it's not about you, okay?
I heard you talking about the park, though. Did somebody see us?
No one
no.
saw us. You didn't see us in the park, did you?
He goes, no.
Sorry?
Oh my God, did he see us in the park?
He said no. You didn't see us in the park.
You don't use Viagra Cialis?
For money?
Yes. My lover just wants to make sure you didn't see us in the park.
what medication he takes, sir.
Did he see us in the park when we were having sex on the playground?
Oh, my God.
That's not what he's saying, Kyle.
Sorry? Excuse me, if there was something on this merry-go-round.
Cialis. No, he didn't.
He just said merry-go-round.
He said he didn't say anything.
But I did.
You take Cialis, right?
Yes, yes.
How many milligrams Cialis you take?
10.
10 milligram, okay. Do you remember, sir, what was your last purchase for your Cialis 10 milligram? How much dollar you spent in the past? What is your last purchase, sir?
About $2 for 1,000.
$2 pills, right?
Yes.
Okay, you know, so today is a promotion offer. That is why I made a call to you. Hello? Like today, if you want, I can offer you less than $2 a pill. A dollar a pill. Like if you want, I can give you 70 pills for $100.
All right, but did you see us in the park?
Sorry? Did he see us in the park?
My lover just wants to make sure you didn't see us in the park.
OMG, did you see us in the park, Tariq?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you didn't see us in the park, did you?
Yes, I...
Yes?
What I'm saying, if you want, I can give you 70 pills for $100.
Okay, that sounds good. $150. In the park or not?
So you want 70 pills for $100?
Yes!
Or you want 150 pills for $150?
Why is he being like this?
He's being very evasive, Kyle. I don't know.
Why would you answer us, Iqbal?
Sorry?
Did you see us in the park?
What park, man? What park?
Which park was it, Kyle?
Central Park, duh.
Central Park.
What kind of park, man? What is you saying?
Did you see us fuck in the park?
No.
He said no.
So come to the point. But you want to see Alice or not, sir?
Hey, hi, this is Kyle. Did you see me blow him in the park? Because sex is one thing, but, like, did you see me, like, lick his balls?
Huh?
It was a quick, are you getting excited?
I am too.
It was a great night, but did you see me lick his ball sack in Central Park?
This is Kyle now, okay? I don't know who's calling my man, but did you see him lick my balls and me lick his balls in Central Park?
Hey, are you gone mad?
Have I gone mad? You know what? This isn't the first time another man has called my man and asked him about licking balls in Central Park. Okay, who are you?
I believe you and your friend is gone mad.
We have gone mad? No, we have not.
Yeah.
No, you are going mad.
That's real.
What? Castle.
You're just going and talking and talking and talking and talking.
You are repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. You like Louis goes?
How does it sound to you?
Sounds really cock hard, man.
So now, okay. So which one you want? Like 70 pills for $100? Or you want 150 pills for $150?
Get 150! We can fuck like maniacs!
Kyle wants 150.
Sorry?
Kyle wants 150.
So okay. For the transaction, which card you have, sorry, the Visa or the Masters?
Yeah, Billboard.
Billboard? I'm asking about which card you have for the transaction of $150.
Yes, I have Platinum Billboard.
Okay, tell me the number of your card.
4027-5713-0021. 4769.
Who made this card? Modi made this card, right?
Fred Herbert.
Was that where you hung up?
Oh. It must have been where he hung up, yeah.
You know, the amazing thing is...
Are you kidding? Did that happen half an hour before
that
the show?
That was literally right before we went live.
And that was the second one.
Yeah,
that was the second. There's so many clips in it.
Dude, Kenny, that was the second call within about 45 minutes.
His reaction. What do you go, huh?
Huh? He's like, what?
Tell me how funny it was, Kenny, when he was like, he said something and Joe was like, did you say something about the park? And I was like, Did he see us in the park? Because we all know gay people fuck in the park, right? I mean, like,
that's an awesome. Yeah, it's fucking right on. And then once he goes, you guys are crazy. Then you're like, all right, he's onto it now. Now he knows he's fucked.
He knows he wasted his time. Let's see how much more of it we can get him to waste.
Yep. Exactly.
What's amazing is, honestly, I have to turn these down every day, like four times a day, because I'm at work. I could come up with like a box set of these calls.
Sure. Yeah. You keep repeating and repeating and repeating.
Tell me that wasn't great. What is that? You keep saying and saying and saying. And that was the moment where I switched from gay to Indian. I was like, you keep repeating and repeating and repeating. Oh, Kenny.
There's a bunch of great clips to chop up there, brother. That's hilarious that happened that way.
Are fucking great. Yeah, that's how we prep for tonight's show.
That was literally the show prep, yeah. But in all actuality, we did do more show prep.
We did.
We did more.
Sure.
And we have something that ties into the last story.
By the way, anybody who's listening right now, 845-228-8897, the number to call to join us in this conversation, or Cousin Joe Show on Skype. Or you can go to morelakeradio.com/live. Join us in the chat.
You keep repeating. Huh? You hear me? That's such a natural reaction. He's like, what? That's his body just going, what?
That's so fucking funny.
You know, is there any way you can not isolate it right now, but go back to where he goes, huh?
I told you before the show.
Tell me that didn't sound like Adam Sandler as the goat. Like, huh?
No, we definitely.
Total body natural reaction. It's like a fart or a burp. You have no control over it. Your body just goes, huh?
Well, Dave, do you want to read this next story, please?
I would love to, because it ties in perfectly.
It does.
To where we just were. Sex dentist makes special teeth for better oral loving. Dentistry. Why am I hearing that? Dentistry, the lead sexy thing in the world, is finally getting sexed up for today's porn. Oh, today's porn-obsessed world as part of a, what does that say there? A mouth-themed exhibition called Mouthy Into the Orifice. The sex part of the exhibit.
Sequel.
It does, right? It's like the second movie. There was like Mouthy and there's like Mouthy 2, Into the Orifice.
Exactly.
It's like Rambo, First Blood Part 2, you know?
Yeah, like, and then by number 5, they're like, this time it's personal. Like Jaws 5.
Oh, shit. All right, the sex part of the exhibit has been created by Kwang Yi Ku, who has
I know this one, I think.
The great, great artist that he is. He has made a thing he calls the Fellatio Modification Project, which, by the way, might be the greatest name for a progressive rock band ever. Fellatio Modification Project. Like, that's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah, that's Warped Tour, bro.
Right? Like, dude, that's Warped Tour all day. Fucking Ozfest.
Yeah.
It's a series of braces.
I could see Summer Stage written all over that band.
We'll be headlining the tour. Oh, shit. All right. Kwang Yi Ku has made a thing that he calls the Fellatio Modification Project. It's a series of braces and inserts designed to make the mouth sexing of men more enjoyable. Ladies, pay attention. Should you care about the happiness of the man you've just met in the train station? Ladies, this has nothing to do with you anymore. Apparently, this is on the other side of the fucking tracks. Train station tracks.
Hey,
you know I got no respect. Or perhaps just want a gift or get the experience over with quicker, I wouldn't know. I've only ever poked mine through holes between cubicles. So we're getting a really, really well-informed article by somebody who really is in touch with glory holes, I guess, at the very least. The process involves a fitting.
Sorry.
The process involves a fitting of the braces, not the penis, in which a mold is taken of the mouth.
It's the ping thing in the mouth, right?
Exactly, yeah. The
okay,
tongue,
that's, I've
the
that
tongue and the roof. of a potential wearer, this is then used to create a tight-fitting dental mold insert that can be tweaked right. with a collection of surface features made out of small rubber bumps and cones. So apparently,
yeah, it could be a goat's ass, it could be a man's ass, it could be
right.
anything.
But
you
just
you could put it in anybody's mouth.
Wait, here's where it gets even better.
Did you ever feed a baby elephant?
Here it is. The closing line of the article. You'll love this, Kenny, because it's going to tie back into like crazy shit. You can then fucking turn that shit off, Joe, you fuck.
I barely heard that.
Right. Just like barely in the distance.
Sorry.
You can then take it home and charge a premium for doing bored businessmen on Grindr, if that's what you still do on Friday nights these days, Joe. So you have an opportunity. By the way, it's Mouthy via New Scientist. So anybody who goes by the name of Mouthy and tells us about fucking better blowjob fitting fucking retainers and braces clearly is a master of their field, and I can't compete with that. I can't. I'm sorry. I know you guys all
Maybe
wait
we could
to
learn
listen.
More from a from a.
Is there a video? Wonderful.
Oh, wait, is this just? Oh, it's one of those videos where it's just there's subtitles and no text. I wanted a news reporter to explain to me the whole process, but I'll read it. This retainer comes with a bonus.
Oh, no, this is a different one.
It was designed to make fellatio more pleasurable. You say it's competing markets? Kang Yang Yang on You is a practicing dentist as well as award-winning designer who combines medical technology with sexuality. He recently unveiled the fellatio modification project, similar to the Manhattan Project. Featuring a retainer that both improves dental structure and enhances fellatio. It is therefore a functioning orthodontic and as a fellatio. Kang Yang 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 is also designing devices to both improve cunnilingus as well as surgeries that will alter the jaw and tongue for better oral sex. I don't know. I mean, as long as a girl knows how to, you know, not bite or use her teeth. I don't think we need these devices at all.
Yeah, no, the one I was thinking of, if you pull up Japanese blowjob device, it's basically, you know, like the Mick Jagger lips that you would bite on as a kid, you know, like the wax lips. They'd have the big red.
Oh, for Halloween
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It'd be like wax. Just imagine those being siliconed and opened up. That's the blowjob lips I was thinking of. Not the mouthpiece.
Well, what's it called? Japanese what?
I just a Google image Japanese blowjob device, and you'll see it right away.
Right. Wait, is this that sperm extractor that they have now where you can walk up to some like
is it like the, what do you call
it? No, it's the girl puts it in her mouth, and it opens up her mouth wide, but it's made out of silicone. So she's just got her tongue.
Like that, Kenny?
Let me see.
There's a bunch of gook writing on it. And
No, I believe it's Japanese, but you were close.
I Google imaged and it came up as just to the right as
Did
I'm looking
Japanese
at the screen.
Just invent. That's what the title is.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah,
that's it. That's what I thought you were talking about in this story.
The first picture that's there, the main picture on the left.
So yeah, no, it's like what Kenny's saying. It's like one of those Halloween things. But you would put that in a girl's mouth, and then fuck it.
Yeah, it's like a shoehorn for dicks.
that looks like one of the most unsexiest things I've ever seen.
Look at that. I'm pretty sure that's the same shit they put in a motherfucker's mouth before they fucking stick an endoscopy tube down your fucking chest.
Probably the same. Yeah, like the same concept.
They're like, here, bite down on this. There's a hole in the middle, and we're going to stick this scope all the way down your fucking chest until we get to your fucking intestines. Well, if you're looking for an MSG blowjob, go to, what's the website?
Oh, drunks. Sorry, I read that wrong. Boston.
Well, what my idea was taking this concept and, you know, taking this concept and putting a few more, you know, a little bit more juice into it, you could make it look like a rat's asshole or a goat's ass or like a you could have like a little piece of like you could cover the face of whoever's blowing you with like a face mask of someone like famous, almost like
Kate,
you know, like
Beckinsale.
Those Batman costumes. You could blow. You could get a blowjob from Batman if you wanted to. It'd be like Halloween. You just they're on their knees. You're standing up. You lay it over their face, and you just shove that in their mouth, and you can get a blowjob from anybody you want.
Is it cool to put them in costumes?
Ronald Reagan was a big one, and he, you know, those. You know, and you know what?
Ronald
you
Reagan used to use that shit all the time. Bohemian Grove.
Elastic bands in the back that you used to snap your friends. You know, your little brother. You're like, snap. You're like, knock it off,
dickhead.
Yeah.
Why are you taking pictures of me with the Japanese blowjob retainer? Halloween or not, I'm not a Japanese concubine.
Why are you wearing that mask? It's only July. It's the weekend, and I've had a few.
Oh, shit.
But I think that's a great idea. I just thought of that myself. I think we should take, maybe do like a licensing deal. Like
Kenny, I got people down at the fucking copyright and what do you call it? Patent office. We're gonna make this shit happen.
Yeah, yeah. You could, I mean, 3D imaging now. You could 3D image anybody, stick that in their gullet, and you could have a blowjob by anybody you want.
In their gullet.
Kenny, we gotta get out of here, man. I know we normally end at 10, but we've been doing this thing where since I'm at Hammy Studio over an hour from my house.
You're still at Hammy Studio, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working on setting up the studio, my new place.
Live from glorious Hammy Lou Studios at Lot B of the More Like Radio Station Studios here in sunny Burbank, California.
Hey, well, no kidding. I was just getting rolling. Well, that's
good.
I know.
I'm sorry, but again.
Hey, so far, I know, I believe next Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
The one after.
Yeah, the one after that. Why not?
Hey, Kenny, have a happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Oh, thanks, pal. You too, man.
Thank you very much, man.
Now I'm going to go downstairs and melt down an inner tube of a bicycle and try to make that face plant. I think I got something there.
Ken, thanks.
I'll take one of my sleep apnea mouthpieces and melt it down and stick that shit in there.
Ken, thanks so much, man.
You'll be the bane of mouth sex.
All right, Kenny, thank you so much, man.
All right, pals, no problem, man.
Later, brothers.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, have a good night. Kenny Michaels, there he goes, from the Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, right here on More Like Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, WMEX in Boston, check that out on weekends.
Between now and the next show, all I can say is November 30th, I will be hosting and producing Mic'd Up at Levity Live in the Palisades Mall, West Nyack, New York. It's going to be an awesome show. We got Joe Fernandez, friend of the show, Kevin Downey Jr., both doing guest spots from America's Got Talent. Kevin Downey, it's going to be a great show. Anybody who's a listener of the show that wants to come to the show, message me personally. I will make sure I hook you up with comp tickets. Come out and enjoy a great night, man. Really appreciate you guys all here.
All right. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. We will see you the Thursday after the next. And by then, I should have the equipment in my studio where we can get back to doing a full solid 3 hours and have the usual guests that we usually have on, along with Kenny. You know, Ian, Nick,
Shannon.
I just don't, you know what I mean? I love Ian, though. I just don't have the heart to say, hey, can you drive 3 hours?
Yeah, like, ooh, you drove this far.
So, I should get my shit up and running by, our next live show. Thanks again for listening, guys.
I misunderstood. I wasted a mind. To prove that I can.
see.